You do. That's what you do.
Turn it up.
He told you turn it up.
Yeah, turn the vocal up.
Yo.
Light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call. They say that somebody dissing. You want some attention. It come with extensions. My dog like say the word. He on bullshit. He itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets. He got pension. I told him chill out. How I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in a bill, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic. Your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine.
What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Joseph and Bad Reviews. I'm Rocco, and I got my co-host with me,
Bernard Johnson Yee, Jermaine Cole.
We got
B-Lo
in the building. We back,
nigga. You know,
we back.
We be trying not to cut, nigga.
Yeah, I had to cut myself.
I already cussed. I ain't gonna lie.
Me too.
I did.
That's why I say damn.
We going green. Hashtag going green.
Hashtag going green.
But really
shout out to the love we've been getting too.
Before we get into the verse and the song itself, What are y'all reading? Did y'all listen to the entire thing?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay. A couple of times.
Okay. So what do y'all give it? 1 through 10?
8.8. It's better. I think it's better than Future and Metro.
I give it a solid 8.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, I give that whole 9.
For real?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I like
it. He do have bars on it. Like, I ain't gonna lie, he got a lot of bars on it.
I liked it because I did not expect an entire project, like album, whatever. I considered it just like
a
project,
tape,
like a mixtape or something.
Yeah,
like a project.
Me too.
I don't consider it an album,
yeah. Because the way it dropped and like how many songs
I figured it's like 12 songs. Yeah, it's only 12 songs.
Because they had like a, I never sent in the group chat because, you know, I'd be like, we talked about the Fall Off dropping so much, I never put it in topics. But they said he was supposed to drop a mixtape before the Fall Off called The Boy, It's a Boy. But then I guess he replaced it.
But didn't you say this came from the vlogs?
Yeah, like, he teased like Crocodile Tears.
Yeah.
He teased like that and something else. And then, but I didn't think it was gonna be a whole project. It was like,
cause weren't the vlogs named this Mike Delete Later?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and it was featuring some of them. I'm like, damn, like it's hard. I ain't gonna lie. Shout out to J. Cole. And then I would just feel like hip hop back. Like it made me so excited. Like,
yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm glad Drake and Kendrick and J. Cole, they just, you know, they came back, bro.
I was not expecting this at all. I knew nothing about this Mike Delete Later at all. I knew nothing.
You didn't watch the vlogs?
No.
I didn't know nothing about it either, though.
Yeah. I ain't want to be on the, like, you know.
I watched the first one that he dropped.
Okay.
I watched that one, but I hadn't watched him after that. I completely forgot he was doing that, like, dropping them like that. So
he really deleted some of them, but he deleted 3. 3 was my favorite one. Sexual Red was on 3.
Do y'all think he going to delete this album?
I hope not.
He probably,
because it say Mike Delete Later.
Knowing J. Cole, he probably would get rid of it.
He probably would, honestly. He might delete it once he dropped the Fall Off. But if you get what I'm saying.
Okay, once the Fall Off comes,
he might delete it.
Or that's going to be like the telltale of, oh, he about to drop the Fall Off
when he delete
all of that.
Yep.
Because if he deletes the vlogs, he got to, I ain't saying it like that, but it got to be a part of something. Part of his rollout or something.
But what about the, like, oh, maybe he just like, yeah, I don't care about the diss for real, to keep it up there. I don't care. So,
because the diss, like, it's not a diss, it's like a jab. Like, it's kind of like they size.
It's like a response to me. He just responded.
Yeah, some of the stuff I disagree with, though.
What do you mean?
Like, about Kendrick albums, like, he said, like, To Pimp a Butterfly, like, over it. Like, come on, bro, let's not go that far.
Yeah, that is kind
of, I love you, Jermaine.
I mean, it was good.
Because Drake, pull up on that album. Like,
yeah,
drink, pull up, drink.
Drank. Yeah, I don't know. But I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know To Pimp a Butterfly. I don't know that one.
Wait, what's the second one?
Oh,
no.
Okay.
But you know, another thing, I was like, yeah. But I was thinking too, whatchamacallit.
Did he say anything about Damn? Because wasn't that?
Yeah, he said, but he, it was,
what
like,
he called that one, putting people to sleep? That's the one he was talking
about Rocco. A double entendre on it.
Entendre.
I don't know how to say that word. But I ain't like I mess with the full albums in 12 years.
I mean, To Pimp a Butterfly was
good. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. He said I can divide. So what he trying to say? He can do three albums and
He said he could drop two classic albums right now.
Yeah, he did say that.
And he said, but I was watching the vlogs. Y'all gotta watch the vlogs. Them things hard. But I was like, he said he made the Fall Off six times.
Like,
that's why I said some of these six times. That's why I think
over
some of these,
over the years. Okay, I can understand.
Did y'all hear what your boy said while his call 7 minute drill? So basically, the reason why he called it 7 minute drill is because J. Cole challenged the producer, whoever the producer is, I can't think of his name, but he challenged him to make the beat in 7 minutes, and he wrote 16 bars in 7 minutes.
Dang,
yeah, it was hard.
And made the song in 7 minutes, bro.
How you know that? Who said that?
Look, we can play in the group chat.
Who said?
Sure.
He said that.
Not a producer.
Yeah, the producer.
He said
he posted it or something?
Yeah, I sent it in the group chat. That should be like right.
Like
it
was on his story or something?
Yeah. Mm. You can play it.
Let's see. It's right. Yeah, right here.
Oh, that's T-minus. Oh, I got you.
To do these writing drills. Like he calls them like 7 minute writing drills.
Yeah.
So what he'll do is like he'll write a joint for like 7 minutes and see how far he can get. See if he can do a 16 in like 7 minutes, or as much as he can get done. But he also does it with production. So over the last few years, like when we cook up, he'll be like, yo, make a beat in 7 minutes. Like go. Right. And yo, that's a lot of pressure as a producer, because it's like, yo, I gotta like come up with the music, drums.
7 minutes.
Arrangement, you know what I mean? Like put everything together.
He doing all that, everything in 7 minutes, right.
You know, for a lot of
that's
people,
even more. That's even more crazy, bro. That's like real life talent.
Kind of a perfectionist when it comes to the music. So I like to spend, you know, maybe like 45 minutes or an hour, hour and a half. Like it might go even longer trying to perfect a beat. But when Cole's like, "Yo, make a beat in 7 minutes," I'm like, "Shit! Like how am I gonna come up with this beat in 7 minutes?" So the good thing about it is that.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. That was hard though.
T minus is his name. That's the name of the producer. T minus.
Yeah, on God, Rocco knew his name though. He said, "Oh, T minus."
Mm-hmm.
On God.
But that is hard though. That's talented.
So what y'all say? The biggest surprise of the album was to you, because we already know he was gonna respond to Kendrick when we first seen him.
The biggest surprise for me was the disc, because I was like, okay, cool. I knew it was coming, but. Well, at least I expected it to be there. So when it came, I'm like, all right, cool, pause. so I was like,
you did the wrong.
I missed the wrong. That's right.
But I knew it was coming. So like, dang, that just threw me out. Because now every time I say something, like, but
now he go, they.
Yeah, bro. But, it was the beat switch. That beat switch in that, I was like, oh, all right. He went to a whole new, another realm with it and kept going.
And then dissed him again.
I said, oh, okay. Yeah. He dead serious. Like, he letting you know, like, I
my
really,
boy said, I ain't here for controversy. I got here off bars, nigga.
He said, I'm really rapping, man. Yeah. Like that's
don't play with me like
that's
that.
All, that's really it's what he crazy. Said. I'm really rapping.
He was
I'm
really rapping the whole album.
I'm really like, rapping, and you not doing nothing with this. That's how I got here. You did.
I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all think he gonna add some songs to the Fall Off now?
Not that it's gonna be a whole different like project.
He probably gonna remake it again.
Oh God, I think
seven times, huh?
No, he might use the same. He might use some of the same beats.
No, I'm saying
he might
switch up. He made it six times, so he gonna remake it seven times.
I think this is a mixtape for the Fall Off.
The song's gonna be 7 minute drills.
He definitely. He definitely going back and either switching something up or adding something.
That's what I'm saying.
Add and subtract some songs, probably.
Yeah, especially depending on what happened with this Metro and Future. New album.
So do you think he gonna diss him?
He probably didn't shout a Kendrick out on the album. Was like, you know what? Nah, I gotta take this out because you just did too much.
So do y'all
man.
Think he'll diss Future and Metro?
Nah, I don't think he care about them because they don't got think
so. Yeah. Speaking of these disses,
wait, hold on.
Drake, respond, brother.
Bro, he not responding to
he on tour, bro.
Yeah,
he did respond.
His last date on the 5th though, so he might
today
May 5th.
Yep. April 5th.
Today's
last show.
Today is last. Oh, he's going to respond tomorrow then.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm playing.
But do y'all think he already ready? You think he already recorded something?
I don't think he ready, bro.
No, he did. I follow. His story be right there. He posted him in the studio. I'm like, bro, I don't care, bro.
That don't mean he recording like a diss.
Oh, God, that's all he think about when he going. You know, if you're in the studio, you know you can speak for, because, like, you rapping off emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He means all.
Bro, if I'm heated, bro, and I feel like, I'm like, this man just sat here and talked about me crazy.
So when y'all think Cole made that song? Did y'all think he made it?
This week?
Probably, yeah, sometime this week. Yeah, when he heard it, he probably did it.
Because the beginning he said somebody
was like, I got a call that somebody was
and
dissing.
Then was like, you know what? I might as well just drop the whole thing. Because Everybody going to be trying to listen for the album.
That is smart,
so I might as well throw the whole thing out there. It's ready already. If he got the Fall Off ready already.
Yeah. Because he's like, been promoting
it. He said he can drop two classics. So that must mean he got two more albums after the Fall Off.
Like, or yeah, albums worth of music.
Yeah.
He probably don't got the albums together.
The confidence he has right now, I think he really think he got two classics on his hand.
Yep.
I ain't gonna lie, but what was your biggest surprise of the album?
Seeing Cameron on there.
That's a good one.
He did pretty good.
And shout out to Daylight and Absol. Y'all went crazy.
It's a lot of, that's like, my favorite all them songs. Almost all them songs are pretty good quality songs, if I'm being honest.
I ain't gonna lie, it's like barely no skips.
Yeah.
And then if I do skip it, I'm like, gotta
go. Cause I ain't gonna lie, when I first listened to the Cameron song, I did skip. Cause it was like, man, who the
fuck
Cameron? Like,
see, I ain't gonna lie. When it's the first time listening to an album, bro, I be feeling bad. Like,
yeah,
I'm like,
I'll
end up letting it play because I just be like, nah, bro, let me cook.
The ones that you skip in the beginning is the ones you go back to when the album, like, six
and
months.
And I did let it play a little bit.
You know, I used to skip that I'm That Nigga on I'm Never Let You.
Yeah.
The first time, I'm like, Shash, skip.
And that's
now my favorite song on there.
That's crazy.
But I would say my biggest surprise was Central C.
Is he the last verse
on there.
Okay.
Huh?
The song.
Because I was trying. Who's that singing the song?
Yeah,
who's that singing the chorus?
Boss.
Okay, Boss.
I'm just trying to let you
know. Boss.
Cause like, bro, these rappers be coming up with some creative names now, bro. Like,
whole time that's his actual name,
bro. Like, I have a lot. Like,
I really wonder.
Like, Black, bro. Yeah, this boss. Used to call that boy Six Lack. That boy, Six Lack.
I did. And it was this one. Always like this one girl in school, bro. She was just like a ride or die fan, bro. It's Black.
It's black.
I'm like, bro, my bad. Like, I don't care. I just said I like the song, and you getting mad because I mispronounced the name.
Six Lack. Like, bro.
But yeah. Hey, shout out to J. Cole.
Yeah,
man.
Shout out to J. Cole.
Album or a project is great.
I got a question. Do y'all think Kendrick gonna respond or
yes?
Yeah, I think
when
it's gonna be,
when how yes. long do y'all think it's gonna take him?
It's not gonna be, I don't think it's gonna take him long, and it's not gonna take him long
because he started. Time frame
he
on
started it.
It,
bro. He started. Yeah, he started. Just, he came out the gate coming
but
crazy.
They said he had something in the vault for Drake. They didn't say he had anything in the vault for Cole.
He got it now.
Do you know who you talking to?
Yeah,
nigga,
I'm
still Kendrick.
I'm just making conversation. I'm just doing my job.
No. I'm just saying though,
like trolls. How we act like trolls?
I'm just saying though, like. Bro, it don't matter if Kendrick has some in store for Drake already. It don't matter. If J. Cole came and shot at him, that man finna be in the studio same day.
Man, y'all seen the meme where it was like Kendrick running to the studio. That boy is gone.
I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, for real. Bro.
But all right, if we had to see, I know how I feel about it. I'm gonna let Rocco speak on it first.
Next week. I'm giving them to next week.
I was gonna ask if you had the first two little dishes. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's a winner or it's like kind of a warm up? Or you think
it's a warm up? Honestly, I don't. Because Kendrick came crazy and that was great. Hard. I ain't gonna lie, that verse was crazy. It was
I
good.
Did after 7 minute freestyle. I did go back and listen to like that.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie, all
I had to go to.
You got
but
to.
You know what it is though, J. Cole. I got my thing is it's right here. I can't just be like that just first is so much better, but I can't just say
because the beat on there like, make it even crazier. Yeah. So then, it's like damn, J. Cole bars on a 7 minute drill is just like, I ain't gonna lie, he's snapping. Which I said, the beat switch on that was crazy. Like I like So it's like both beats is crazy in two different type of ways, and they both spazzing on it. So it's like right now, I think it's like a good warm up. It's
the fact that he made cool that beat in 7
right
minutes.
It's a that makes it even crazier though. Yeah.
Ain't gonna lie. Then I'm
how you make a beat switch on a song in 7 minutes,
bro?
You gotta get in that creative bag. I ain't gonna lie. J. Cole know how to bring the best out of them though, probably.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie, I was thinking, I'm like, it's just the way Kendrick talk. Even the bars is not just the biggest bar, but it's just the nigga boom.
Yeah, like he was. That's what energy. I was basically it's trying energy. To explain when energy, I had energy, said energy, like the way sure. he came in, like bro, like these niggas talking out of their neck.
Like, that's how like he punching them. Like
that's what I'm saying. He came
and
with
Jay
that
Cole
energy
on some like cool, relaxed. Like, but he, like
I told
like,
you,
like, I ain't gonna lie, but I wouldn't even want to see him.
You glad
you with Drake?
I'm glad you said that. I'm so glad. J. Cole, I'm so glad you did not come on there with that brotherly love crap, trying to keep the peace. I need what you just did. That's what I needed you to do, and I need you to do it again, just in case Kendrick come back.
So I got a question.
He will.
I got a question because I didn't see this in the group chat, but so Mike said the reason why J. Cole responded like that to Young Boy is because Young Boy ain't as big as J. Cole.
Oh, as big as Kendrick.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, you know why how he was like, I want to still do a song, YB, and you know that's
why Kendrick, you saying why YoungBoy didn't respond?
No, that's why, no, Mike was saying that's why Cole didn't respond to YB.
He did.
The way he did, no, the way he responded to Kendrick
was because he's not as big as Kendrick?
Yeah, do y'all believe
no. that? No, I think it was on some, he was really like trying to, I feel like J. Cole sees NBA YoungBoy and sees the type of personality and the type of person he is, so he was like, "All right, bro, like
yeah,
I'm not."
He's
like, "Bro, you just wanted them. You just wanted them crash outs, gang. So I'ma just, I'ma
bro, literally.
So you wanted them crash outs.
That is
crash
out.
That is a crash
you
know,
like,
out.
Dude, the crash out.
He's a crash out.
Bro,
if the man said his shoes was trash, he gonna come back and be mad as hell. Like,
I ain't gonna lie.
Screaming and yelling
like,
on Facebook
like
Live.
A,
I mean,
a more
Instagram
angry
Live.
Kanye. Because YoungBoy would say whatever. He would say what he want, bro.
I think
boy been kind of quiet lately.
Who?
YoungBoy? Yeah.
No, nah, he about to release an album, Grave Big Mountain.
Yeah, and then he been with the baby mama.
That's good.
The baby mama.
The 13th.
That's good.
Oh, the 11th
and 12th. Is this stuff not on, Apple Music no more?
YoungBoy?
Yeah. Cause look, let me close out the app.
Maybe your stuff ain't tweaking, bro. But
oh yeah, it was tweaking. It was tweaking.
But I was gonna before we close, I was gonna say you think this beef with J. Cole with the big three gonna be the biggest beef of all time? Rap beef like go down as the best rap beef in history?
No, I think like these. Nah, I don't, well,
no, I'm talking about like right is now. It like continue?
If it. I ain't gonna lie, if they keep going at the caliber that they at right now and like not like okay, like they getting lax with it. If they stay at the energy that they at right now, it could be.
I don't know because like,
what is the bet? It's not
the biggest one. I don't care what nobody's saying. It Jay-Z gotta be no. It has to be Tupac and Biggie, bro. They literally had a country divided.
Yeah,
East versus the West, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Like, bro, it's I can't say it'll never be a beef bigger than that, but. You literally had a country divided, bro.
I ain't gonna lie.
But I mean, do you not feel like it's the like somewhat of the same way simply because, bro, everybody, I ain't gonna lie, it's people on Twitter going in about these verses, and I ain't gonna lie, it's people making great points on both sides. Like, it's one of those, like, this dude went crazy talking about J. Cole, and then, it like somehow somebody flipped it and was talking because they was talking about how he was bringing up the four albums and all that. They were just getting on that. I'm like, bro, like exactly. He was only doing four. He only had to do four. He didn't have to do all that. You went and did all this and he did.
That was a great point because niggas in 2021. I swear, I turned on the radio. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Like I'm like, bro, retire this damn song, bro.
That was
I hated
hit.
That song, bro.
That was a hit, though.
I hated. I didn't like it when it came out. I ain't like loyalty.
No way.
I liked it. I liked it for a while, but you know they outplayed.
Yeah, they did outplay.
So. Yeah, it's like, bro. Every time I get in the car, this song is playing, bro. I'm good. Mm-hmm.
Bro, like, he did call Morel, Mr. Morel, and the Big Step was tragic. I said, damn.
I ain't gonna lie. It just didn't do what he. It just didn't do it. Like, I feel like it was just a therapy album for him. Like, it was like, yeah, I need to get this out, but I need to get this off my chest. But I'm gonna do it the best way I know how, and that's through my music. So yeah. I'm gonna just get it out and use my creativity.
I ain't gonna lie, that's what I feel like he did. This big beef is making people pick sides. Like,
exactly. I would never. You don't feel like this is a country divided?
Rick Ross and Drake is beefing, like,
bro.
But
in like, NAF,
bro. And then I had my manager at T-Mobile.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, for what though? You know what I'm saying?
My manager at T-Mobile was like, he think 21 Savage and Future got beef. On the low ski.
21 Savage.
Why he think that?
For what?
Because he was like,
probably because of that. He probably feels some type of way towards 21.
But yeah. My brother was asking me what. Well, you know, you proposed that question on the pod, like, what 21 finna do? Because, you know,
yeah,
because
it's Metro. I'm like,
he not finna do.
But
nothing.
I don't see why he think he got beef with Future,
bro. He think
they got beef. He
they
said,
probably still cool.
It's some stuff that we probably would never talk about on the pod. You know, we don't talk against that type of stuff.
Yeah,
basically 21 Savage like homies. Got into it with Future homies. That's why they beefing. But they both still cool with Metro because, you know, Metro not in that type of lifestyle.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, I see. But I was like, I don't know. It's like, that's why the Metro backhanded thing really throwing me off. Like, him getting his phone hacked and all mm-hmm. that. Because mm-hmm. it's like, if you said all this, like, it's not just enjoy the music. Bro, we can't, and you know we're not going to just, you can't just, oh, Kendrick Lamar dissed Drake Cole and Drake, and we supposed to be like, oh, it's just music. Like, yeah. Bro, it's tension somewhere. And
yeah, like,
can't tell
it
me
came
don't
from
trust
somewhere,
you.
Bro. Yeah, everything got a root. You know
and
what I'm saying?
And then you can't tell me we don't trust you, not about Drake. He literally said pillow talk. He saying everything. So.
Yeah, I honestly feel like this.
Hip-hop is back, man.
Yeah, this hip-hop is back. It's about to start getting real wild and crazy. Drake, you need to do something. Petty, I feel like you're doing a lot of real petty, sassy stuff right now.
Yeah, get off that light skin stuff, Drake.
You doing a lot of the extra stuff. So Drake, like, I'm gonna need Drake, you to,
hey, make light skins great again.
And I'm gonna need you to lock in before Kendrick tweak out. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie.
That's all I got to say.
He gonna bug bro, the next song. Bro.
Did you see? Drake?
No, Kendrick. Oh my god.
Yeah, Kendrick. Like, Kendrick not finna play
so
with him.
Disrespectful.
Kendrick not finna play with him. They are some battle rap attack.
And, you know,
and then it's like, bro, and then on top of that, they, like you said, the double and triple entendres with their words, bro. It's super complex, bro.
I went down a whole I told him, but I went down a whole rabbit hole about Kendrick beef and he said I watched all his interviews from like last for damn Mr. River. And they was like, some of the fans, I ain't gonna lie, y'all be right about y'all theories. He said most of them be right. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
What, like what?
Like
what,
he said,
and all?
Yeah, he said he want y'all to catch it. Like, even if he talking about somebody, he want y'all to catch it. Like, it's there for a reason. Mm-hmm. And not if I put something in my music and then say, oh no, it's not that, because that's you. He basically nigga pussy.
Yeah.
Like if I say this about him, like if I say this a sensitive rapper, you know who I'm talking about. Let's not sit here and I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm not talking about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I can't wait till he drops some again though.
Oh God. Facts. So, shout out! I ain't gonna lie.
Shout out,
J. Cole. Out. This was the warm up, but
it's okay
but,
with all these nines. He gonna see Pet Cemetery, nigga. Bunk.
Oh my god!
Hey, he snapped, bro. He snapped, bro.
Nigga, bump.
You know how many times he probably listened to that?
I listened to that whole album a lot. Literally,
I ain't gonna lie. This is how I know I'm enjoying the album. I be randomly in my house in the middle, and I say, bro, let me go put on some music real fast.
And you put that up.
That's
bro.
The first song you put on.
Nigga, boom. Bro, then I be go, bro, I
oh,
love
every
it.
Time the beat come, I'm over there. Like, going crazy, bro.
And I had that face when you first hit some, like, yeah. Like, oh my God.
Like, I gotta let it play. I gotta let Claustrophobic play through just so it can come into like that. Like, because the way it come in hard, like, it's, I'm like, bro, pause. I gotta hit, yeah, no Diddy.
Pain ran all over you. It's the beginning. Like, he is like, he's so dramatic.
Pain ran all over you.
Like that.
Smiling faces.
Yeah, you're like, it sounds like a scary movie though. Yeah. Oh God, shout out to Metro Boy. You be getting in your bag,
like,
bro.
Like, how you, man, how you make a beat out of that, bro? Man, hey, different, bro.
Great, good musical ears, man.
Yeah, shout out to y'all, man.
But, appreciate y'all for tuning in for another episode of the Joseph Bad Reviews. Like, subscribe. Make sure you tell somebody you love them.
And keep coming.
And keep coming.
And keep coming.